Have you ever flown an approach on a pitch-black night 300 feet above minimums, staring at nothing but your instruments, and wished you could just see the runway? I'm Vector on Clear Direct here on Radio Hangar, and that wish has quietly become reality in cockpits all over general aviation. Synthetic vision. Two words that sound like marketing copy until you actually fly with it. Then it changes how you think about spatial awareness forever. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins for the milestones that actually matter. First solo, instrument rating, CFI, every step of the journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's break this down from the engineering side. Because synthetic vision is one of those technologies where understanding how it works makes you a better pilot for using it. At its core, a synthetic vision system, or SVS, takes three inputs. It takes your GPS position, your attitude from an AHRS, that's an attitude and heading reference system, and a terrain database stored in the avionics unit. The software combines those three things and renders a real-time, three-dimensional picture of what's outside your windshield. Terrain, obstacles, runways, taxiways, water features, even traffic if you've got ADS-B data flowing in. It's a flight simulator view, except it's your actual airplane, in real time, showing real terrain. And here's what most people miss. The terrain database is not live sensor data. This isn't a camera. It's not radar. It's not infrared. The system is painting a picture from a stored digital elevation model that was surveyed and loaded before your airplane ever left the factory. That distinction matters, and we'll come back to it. The concept dates back decades. The military had early terrain reference displays in the 1980s. NASA's Langley Research Center ran a landmark program in the late 90s called the Highway in the Sky Project. They put synthetic vision displays in test aircraft and found something remarkable. Pilots flying with SVS in simulated instrument conditions had situational awareness that approached what they had in clear visual conditions. Not equal to it, but close enough to dramatically reduce the rate of controlled flight into terrain errors in testing. That NASA research is the foundation everything since has been built on. But here's the thing. In the early 2000s, synthetic vision was exotic. It lived on experimental panels and high-end business jets. The computing power needed to render three-dimensional terrain in real time was expensive. The terrain databases were enormous by the storage standards of the time. And the FAA had no clear certification pathway for showing pilots a virtual world and calling it a primary reference. Two things changed that. First, computing power got absurdly cheap. The processor in a modern Garmin G3000 display has more rendering capability than what powered those early NASA test rigs. The miniaturization of graphics processing and solid-state storage collapsed the cost barrier almost overnight in aviation terms. Second, Garmin made a bet. When they launched the G1000 integrated flight deck in the mid-2000s, synthetic vision wasn't included at first. It was added as a software upgrade. And then, with each successive generation, the G3000, the GTN series, the G5, the GI275, they pushed SVS deeper into the product line. Today, if you buy almost any new Garmin panel, synthetic vision is either included or available as an unlock. It went from a feature you bragged about to something you'd notice if it were missing. And Garmin isn't alone, though. They've been the most aggressive. Avidyne includes synthetic vision in their IFD series navigators. Dynon baked it into the HDX displays from day one. Aspen Avionics had it in the Evolution series. The technology became table stakes for anyone building avionics glass. So, what does this actually give you as a pilot? Let's talk about the real-world benefits, not the brochure language. Number one is terrain awareness, and it's profound. When you're flying an approach into a mountain airport and you can see the ridgelines rendered on your screen, your mental model of where the ground is becomes dramatically better. I've talked to instrument instructors who say the difference in student performance on approaches into terrain-challenged airports is night and day with synthetic vision versus without. You can see the valley walls, you can see the rising terrain ahead, you can see that the missed approach procedure takes you away from the granite, not toward it. Number two is spatial orientation in instrument conditions. This is the one that saves lives. The leading cause of fatal general aviation accidents is loss of control in flight, and a huge percentage of those are spatial disorientation events. A pilot enters instrument conditions, loses the horizon, and the inner ear starts lying. The traditional solution is instrument scan discipline, attitude indicator, altimeter, heading indicator, repeat. That works, but it demands training and proficiency. Synthetic vision gives you a horizon, A visible, intuitive, impossible-to-misread horizon with terrain and sky clearly separated by color. Blue above, brown and green below. Your brain processes that image the same way it processes looking out the window. It doesn't replace instrument scan skills, and I want to be very clear about that, but it provides a secondary channel of orientation information that can interrupt the disorientation spiral before it becomes unrecoverable. Number three is runway environment awareness on approach. When you break out of the clouds on an instrument approach, the transition from instruments to visual is one of the most demanding moments in flying. Synthetic vision shows you the runway environment before you see it with your eyes. You know which direction the runway is. You know roughly what the terrain looks like around it. When you do go visual, your brain has already built the picture. That transition becomes smoother. Now, let me be honest about the limitations, because this is where the engineering matters. The terrain database is static. It was surveyed at some point in the past and loaded into your avionics. It does not know about the crane that went up last month at the airport. It does not know about the temporary tower for construction. It does not see the other airplane in front of you unless that airplane has ADS-B out and you have ADS-B in. The synthetic vision picture looks like reality, but it is a model of reality, not reality itself. This creates a real human factors concern. Researchers call it automation complacency, or more specifically in this case, display trust when you see a beautiful, high-resolution, three-dimensional image of the world in front of you. Your brain wants to believe it. It looks real. It feels real. There have been documented incidents in business aviation where crews became so reliant on the synthetic vision image that they reduced their attention to other instruments and to looking outside when they should have been. A study published in the International Journal of Aviation Psychology found that pilots using SVS were less likely to notice unexpected obstacles that weren't in the terrain database. That's not a reason to avoid the technology. It's a reason to understand it. Synthetic vision is a situational awareness tool. It is not a see and avoid replacement. It is not a substitute for maintaining your instrument scan. It does not change your minimums on an approach. You still need to see the actual runway environment at decision altitude or minimum descent altitude before you leave the instrument segment and continue to land. The FAA has been very deliberate about this. When they approved synthetic vision for Part 23 and Part 25 aircraft, the guidance was clear. SVS is an aid to situational awareness. It is not approved as a primary means of navigation or obstacle avoidance in most installations. There's a parallel technology called Enhanced Vision Systems, EVS, which uses actual sensors, usually infrared cameras, to show real-time imagery of the outside world. The FAA allows certain operational credits for EVs, like descending below decision altitude using the EVS image, but not for SVS alone. That distinction exists because one shows you what's actually there right now, and the other shows you what the database says should be there. Some newer installations combine both. They overlay infrared camera imagery on top of the synthetic terrain model. Garmin does this in some of their higher-end business aviation suites. Collins Aerospace does it in the ProLean Fusion flight deck. The combination is powerful because the synthetic terrain gives you the big picture context, while the infrared gives you the real-time confirmation that the runway lights are actually where the database says they are. For general aviation pilots, though, most of us are flying with SVS alone, and the good news is that for the scenarios where GA pilots get killed most often, it's enormously effective even without infrared. Think about the classic accident chain. A VFR pilot pushes into deteriorating weather. Visibility drops. They're in a valley and they can't see the ridgeline ahead. They don't have an instrument rating or they're not current and the spatial disorientation sets in. With synthetic vision, that pilot sees the terrain rising on the display. They see that the valley narrows. They have a visual cue that screams turn around now in a way that a magenta line on a moving map does not. Synthetic vision speaks the language of visual flying even when you can't see outside. The data tells an interesting story here. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Air Safety Institute has tracked the decline in controlled flight into terrain accidents in general aviation over the past 15 years. And while there are many contributing factors, better weather data, ADS-B, improved training, the introduction of synthetic vision into the GA fleet correlates with measurable improvement. It's not proof of causation, and the safety researchers are careful to say that, but the trend line is encouraging. Now let me talk about where the technology is heading, because this space is moving fast. The next frontier is three-dimensional pathway guidance. Instead of just showing you the terrain, The display renders a highway in the sky tunnel that you fly through. Green boxes or hoops show you the desired flight path, and you guide the aircraft through them. It's essentially a video game flight director. Garmin's implementation of this is already available on some platforms. And pilots who use it describe it as the most intuitive way they've ever flown an instrument approach. Beyond that, machine learning is entering the picture. Companies are working on systems that don't just display static terrain databases, but actually learn to predict what the environment should look like based on current conditions, recent pilot reports, and real-time sensor fusion. Imagine a synthetic vision display that incorporates ADS-B traffic, real-time weather from FISB, hazard reports, temporary flight restrictions, and recent NOTAM data all rendered visually on a single three-dimensional image. That's not science fiction. Elements of it exist today, and the full integration is probably 5 to 10 years out for certified avionics. There's also the question of augmented reality head-up displays for general aviation. Companies are working on systems where synthetic vision isn't confined to a panel-mounted screen, but projected onto a transparent combiner or even smart glasses that let you see the synthetic terrain overlaid on your actual view through the windshield. Think of it as a heads-up display. The technology that fighter pilots and airline crews have had for decades, brought down to a price point that a Cessna 172 owner could justify. Aeroglass and a few other startups have shown prototypes, and the concept is tantalizing, but the certification pathway for wearable displays in certified aircraft is still being written. One more thing worth mentioning. Synthetic vision has become a critical enabling technology for another revolution we've talked about on this show: autonomous and reduced crew operations. When you're designing an aircraft that might eventually fly with one pilot or no pilot, synthetic vision combined with sensor fusion gives the automation the same spatial awareness that a human pilot builds by looking outside. The companies building autonomous cargo aircraft and single-pilot airline concepts are all relying on some form of synthetic vision as part of the machine's understanding of where it is in three-dimensional space. The technology that helps you see through clouds today is teaching machines to fly through them tomorrow. So, where does this leave you, the pilot flying right now? If you're shopping for a panel upgrade or buying a new aircraft, synthetic vision should be on your short list of must-have features. The cost delta is often negligible because most modern glass cockpit systems include it. If you're flying an older panel with round gauges, portable solutions exist. 4Flight has synthetic vision built into its moving map when paired with an AHRS source. Garmin Pilot does as well. You can get a taste of the technology on an iPad strapped to your yoke for a fraction of the cost of a panel upgrade. But whatever you fly with, understand the limitations, know that the picture is only as good as the database. Know that it doesn't replace looking outside. Know that the beautiful terrain image does not change your approach minimums by 1 foot. The best way I can describe it is this. Synthetic vision is like having a co-pilot who's already flown this exact route 1,000 times and is painting you a picture of what's out there. That co-pilot is almost always right. But almost always is not always, and a good pilot knows the difference. Most of today's information draws from NASA's Highway in the Sky research, the FAA's advisory circulars on SVS and EVS, published work from the AOPA Air Safety Institute, and the International Journal of Aviation Psychology Studies on Display Trust. You can find more on all of it at radiohanger.com. I'm Vector. Fly with your eyes open, even when the screen is doing the seeing. See you next time.